If you take your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 2 for our scripture reading today. And we're going to begin in verse 15. If you'll stand with me for the reading of God's Word. And we're going to read verses 15 through 20. And let's read them together this morning out loud in verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Here we are in Luke chapter 2 once again. You say, Brother Combs, this is the second week on Sunday morning that you've preached out of Luke chapter 2. Well, yes, it is. It's Christmas. Where else should we be? I don't know. You tell me. But here we are in Luke chapter 2 once again. And, of course, last week we were able to share with you some tidings. And some good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. And you know what? I like things that bring joy and bring happiness to our lives, don't you? I mean, or are you just one of those people that just enjoy, you know, being in the doldrums of life and you know, wallowing in misery. Maybe if you lived in Missouri, you did, but otherwise, no. We're in Texas, okay? Okay, some of you missed that. That's all right. Okay. But here we are, and I want you to look at verse 19. We have this wonderful story, and we have the shepherds coming down and getting to see Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger, and all these things, and the shepherds were speaking of what they saw and telling people what had happened there. And there was something happened here in verse 19, I think, that goes overlooked many times. And it says, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She kept all this moment, all the happenings, the information, the stories, the visitors, the just everything that has been taking place. What a wonderful event, and what a wonderful time of life to remember. And it says she kept them. It says, and she pondered them. She thought on them. She kind of gave it some time and some effort, and these things were mulling about in her heart and in her mind and in her being. We know it's recorded in the Bible that Mary trusted her son, Jesus Christ, as her Savior. She said that it was God, her Savior, that had saved her. And we know that she kept these things and pondered them. Here she is. She has given birth, and of course, that experience, and As a mother, only you mothers know what that's like, and you holding this little baby, but this baby wasn't like other babies. This was Jesus. This was the Messiah. This was the child that the world had been waiting for. And she pondered these things in her heart. So this morning I want to just take that thought, and I want to ask you a question of what's in your heart. What things are you keeping and pondering and holding in your heart? Mary decided to keep these things in her heart and to ponder them. Our heart is one of those things that's kind of a tricky thing. It's one of those things where a lot of times it's said, well, I'm just following my heart. Ooh, that's a tough one. Now, watch out. Watch out. Be careful. So we're going to talk today a little bit about what is in your heart. The first thing I want to kind of make mention of is simply this. That in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, the Bible says, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So be careful when you talk about your heart and what you're following after with your heart, because in its initial state, your heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. It's set on sin. And you know what? Who can know it? Only God can know the heart. Because the Bible says that man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. God knows your heart, and He knows what's in it. He knows what you're keeping there. The Bible says in Psalm 66 and verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Don't let sin be stored and kept and pondered in your heart. If you do, the Lord will not hear you. It is going to lead you astray. Psalm 141 verse 4 says, incline not my heart to any evil thing to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Our heart can be led down the path of sin. It can. Remember, that's the natural direction that our heart is taking us toward destruction, toward desperately wicked things and evil, and it's deceitful, trying to get us to go the other direction, away from God. We got to be careful about sin being in our heart. Turn over to your Bibles to Psalm 10. Psalm chapter 10, or Psalm 10, it's not really a chapter, I suppose. It's a collection of psalms. Psalm 10. Once you look at this psalm of David, David's complaining here to God of the pride of the wicked and their condition. He says, why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He has said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face, he will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He has said in his heart, thou wilt not require it, for thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite. To requite it with thy hand, the poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. I don't know if you've read that psalm with the thought. That word heart sure is mentioned a lot here. But this is a psalm about the wicked, about what they hold in their heart,
what they keep in their heart, what they ponder and think about all the day long. It's wickedness. It's sin. It's oppression. It's pride. These things are in their heart. Are these things in your heart today? Is there something that you're not letting go? Something that you're holding on to? Maybe something that you enjoy in the flesh that God wants no part of, but it's yours and you're keeping it in your heart. You see, if we hide it, remember what Psalm said, if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. Feel like your prayers are not being answered today? Feel like your life is a mess and God is nowhere to be found? Perhaps iniquity is in your heart. Perhaps sin is in your heart. Perhaps you're holding these things and keeping these things in your heart and they're leading you astray. Because that's what a desperately wicked heart will do. It will take you down the wrong path. It'll keep you from getting to where you need to be in Christ Jesus. You know, when we were lost and without Christ, our sinful heart ruled within us, taking us down that path to hell. Wasn't it a wonderful day when Jesus came into your heart? Yes. We sing that song in the hymn book. I mean, I told you I love singing. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. You know? Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. Isn't that joy? And He takes that sin out of our heart through the washing of water of the Word. You see, He's washed away our sin with His own blood. He's cleansed us and made us whole. You know, sometimes we slide back and start holding that sin. We hold on to it. He's forgiven it. He's gotten rid of it. But we hang on to it. You know, Mary kept these things. She kept them. These were special moments to her. These were things that were important to her. And she pondered them in her heart. What are you keeping and hanging on to? Is it sin? Is it iniquity? Is it wickedness? Like those in Psalm 10, David asked God to arise and lift up His hand against the wicked, to judge them for what they had kept in their heart. Is God going to judge what's in your heart? Are you keeping something there that you ought not keep? Maybe it's bitterness. Maybe it's pride, lifting up yourself in your own works. You know what? There's a lot of things that are kept in our heart that cause us to be away from God. And those things are under the umbrella, if you will, of sin. Kept in the heart of man. You know, the Lord is King forever and ever, He said in Psalms. The heathen are perished out of His land. God's going to repay. God's going to take care of these things in His own time. But don't you be caught with sin in your heart. Get rid of it. You don't have to keep it there. 1 John 1:9 says what? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yeah, we don't have to do that. We need to take these things daily to Him. You know, in my life, there have been times where I've just been stubborn and pig-headed, and some people might say that's all the time, but that's okay. But you know, the thing is there have been times where I have willingly and boldly done something I knew I shouldn't do. And as soon as I did it, but I already knew it. You understand? Oh, yes, we've been there. Oh, we've been there. But see, God says we're not to keep those things in our heart. You know what the best thing to do is? Confess it, get it over with, and get on with things. Repent. Turn from it. Get it out of your heart. Don't let it abide there and stay there and defile yourself. God wants us to get sin out of our heart. Is there sin in your heart today? Let's talk about some things that should be in our heart. How about the very number one first thing that we should have in our heart is salvation. Amen. Salvation. To be cleansed from our sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him." Hey, if you go looking for God, he will be found. You'll find him. You'll find him. He says, "If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, you'll find him." Hey, how can you seek God with all your heart if there's sin in your heart? Cannot. Right? How can you be saved if you're not sorry for your sin? Cannot. You've got to be lost before you can be saved. You've got to know without a shadow of a doubt that you're a sinner and he is the Savior to be saved. And when we are saved, we have salvation in our heart. Romans chapter 10. I'm seeing a theme here of chapter 10s today. Psalm 10, Romans 10. I don't know, we may have another 10. I'll have to find one. I just saw that. I told you I like numbers and I like things like that match up like that. Salvation. You'll notice as you get along here that I try to alliterate things and in my messages. We have sin, right, in our heart. We have salvation. I'll let you try to guess what the next one is. All right? But don't think of it too much while I'm preaching, because I want you to think about the preaching, okay? But here we are in Romans 10, verse 5. Romans 10, 5, it says, "For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all them, or unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Do you notice in that passage how many times the word heart is mentioned? We've gone over those. We probably even used them out witnessing and telling people about Jesus Christ. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Salvation is in the heart of man. That's where it needs to be. That's something that needs to be kept there. That is something that needs to be pondered on by you all the days of your life. The day that Jesus saved you. The day that you, with your mouth, made confession that Jesus is Lord. It should be something that you keep close in your heart. You see, we understand that the heart of man is what believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We're not ashamed. We just speak forth the things that are in our heart if that thing is salvation. Should we not? Yeah. Hey, You ever heard somebody say, well, I'm just speaking from my heart. Hope it's something good. Because whatever's in there is going to come out. Yeah, whatever you put into it, whatever you have there is what's going to come out. So what's in your heart? You know, I think the Bible says something about treasures. What did Jesus say? Yeah. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What things do you love? What things do you love? Do you notice here there's a connection that Paul makes between the heart and the mouth? Huh? What are you always talking about? Listen, let's just get real. If I'm always talking about some other woman or women than my wife, where's my heart? Come on. We can be real. Is that okay to be real? Huh? Okay. So why would it be any different if you're talking about this world and 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 talking about this in the world and talking about that in the world? Not talking about your Savior. Wouldn't it be the same? Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. He said here that with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There's a connection there. Because what's in your heart is what you'll be talking about. And if sin is in your heart, if iniquity is in your heart, guess what? That's what you're going to be talking about. If the world's in your heart, that's what you're going to be talking about. But if Jesus is in your heart, if salvation is in your heart, isn't that what you'll be talking about? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I think it is. You see, the Bible says that with our mouth confession is made unto salvation, because in the heart we believe unto righteousness. That's in our heart. So what's in your heart? Is it sin? Is it iniquity? Is it the world? Or is it salvation? And Jesus Christ, your Savior. What's in your heart? Go over to 1 Kings chapter 8. Not chapter 10. We should go to chapter 10 and see if there's anything good there. No, we're not. But I'm sure it is. But let's see. Queen of Sheba, Solomon. Yeah, it might be good. Oh, no, okay. Chapter 8. Look at verse 61. 1 Kings 8 and verse 61. It says, let your heart, therefore, be perfect with the Lord, our God, to walk in His statutes and to keep His commandments as at this day. You see, Solomon started out right. He sought God with his heart. But what happened in his old age? His wives turned his heart away from God. You see, David taught his son Solomon to walk after the Lord in his law and his statutes and his commandments and his precepts and his judgments. David taught his son well, but his son's heart was turned away in his old age. You know, we ought to, if we're going to take an account of what's in our heart, sin should not be there. Salvation should. But how about the Word of God? The Scriptures should be in our heart. You know this psalm. Thy Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. In my wife's Bible, that she, her little switchblade, I guess you could call it, you know, a little pocket Bible, purse Bible, whatever. You know, because we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You know, so your pocket Bible is like a pocket knife, switchblade, right? Just flip it out there. But in there, that was given to her by her parents. And I believe in the front of that Bible it says, this book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book. Isn't that the truth? What's in your heart? Is God's word in your heart that you might not sin against Him? We need to hide God's word in our heart. Deuteronomy 30 verse 14 says, but the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Well, there's that mouth and heart thing again. It's all through Scripture. But now it's talking about the word of God being in your mouth and being in your heart. Why? That thou mayest do it. What does James say? Faith without works is what? Dead. If you just be a hearer of the word and not a doer, right? That's no good. Why do we have God's word in our heart? Why do we hide it in our heart? That we might not sin against Him. Because what might we do if we don't have it there? Sin. Why? Because that's naturally there that we need to get out. See how this all works together? It's real life, folks. It's what we live with day in and day out. This thing here. Of course, I'm not talking about the flesh. Okay? No. The heart of man. You see, we've got to understand that this is real. In Jeremiah, reading the book of Jeremiah is just something else. If you want to know what depressed should look like, go read Jeremiah, okay? Because that man was abused by everybody. He said in verse 15, or chapter 15, verse 16, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. You know, Jeremiah found a few bright spots in his ministry. I tell you what, they didn't have to do with being a prophet. They didn't have to do with trying to deliver God's message, because that was a drudgery, really, was for him. I mean, this man was so abused by the people of God. But he took some solace and some joy and some comfort in the Word of God. In the Word of God. Did you see what he said there? He said, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I mean, you could tell he's just latching on to anything he can get. He really was. But he said it was sweet. It was unto him. He did eat them. This is the bread. Is it not? Desire the sincere milk of the word, that she may grow thereby. God wants us to consume His Word. To take it into ourselves. How about this? How about keep it in your heart? And ponder these things. Just like Mary did with the event that she had witnessed the birth of the Savior. Later on in Jeremiah in chapter 20 and verse 9, he said, then said I will not make mention of Him, nor speak any more in His name. Hey, Jeremiah said, I'm done. You people are stubborn, pig-headed, knuckleheads. I'm not talking to you anymore. You've been mean to me. You know? Fine. Let God roast you. I don't care. I'm reading a little into it there. But he had had enough. Doesn't it sound like that to you? That I'm not doing it anymore. But I love this. This ought to be every preacher's banner. But his word was in mine heart, as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing. He was suppressing it. He was pushing it down. I'm not doing it. No.
deserve the grace of God. You don't deserve to hear about it so that you can get forgiveness. No! He said, I could not stay. Had to come out. Hey, if it's in your heart, it's going to come out. How you really feel is going to come out. Isn't it? Oh, yes, it will. You see, what's in your heart, it's got to be a burning fire that you cannot forbear to speak forth the wonderful works of your God. It's just, you gotta let it go, gotta release it. And if sin is in your heart, that's what's gonna come out. But if salvation and the scriptures are in your heart, that's what's gonna come out. And that's what needs to be out in our lives. You know, Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You know, in studying and looking up this thought, the word heart is mentioned 833 times in your King James Bible. It's a lot. There's a lot to sift through. And I could say much, much more. But I think what's been said is what's needed to be said about your heart. Because all I want you to think about is what's in your heart today. Is it sin, iniquity, the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life? Or is it salvation? Is it Jesus Christ, the Savior? Is it the Word of God, the Scriptures that are in your heart? We know where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Go to one last place, Psalm 1. Psalm 1. I think it's very fitting that this is the first psalm. Psalm 1. Just a few verses in Psalm 1, if I can get there. There we are. Come on, pages. 6 verses to be exact. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We already talked about Psalm 10 and what was in the heart of the wicked. And we know what's in the heart of the righteous. Salvation and the Word of God. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. What's in your heart today? What's in your heart? Are you one that perhaps is regarding iniquity in your heart and the Lord will not hear you? Or are you like maybe Jeremiah and the Word of God is in your heart but you're not letting it come out? Or maybe you've just kind of gotten a little sidetracked in where your treasure is today. And that's where your heart is also. I just wanted you to think about what's in your heart. It may be great. It may be right with God, your heart, which I hope it is. Keep it that way. Keep it that way. Don't let these other things creep in and ruin your relationship with Jesus Christ. Because if we do, the Lord will not hear us. He won't. He won't. See, but I want him to. I need something. Well, get your heart right. You've heard that? Isn't it true? What is in your heart?